born in Nevada, near Reno, Nevada, 1917. I went to an art school in Los Angeles, and I was always interested in art, and I thought maybe if I went to the art school, I would learn a lot more about, you know, what they did, how they did it, and so forth.
Were you interested in art as a child, or is this something that you started a little later?
A little later, I guess, yes. Perhaps when I was in high school.
And then when did you start working at Disney?
Oh, at Disney? Oh, that was, I guess, let's see. You know, it was after Disney that I went to art school, because I never had a chance to go to art school. Didn't have any money, actually. But anyway, I went to school, after I worked at Disney. A friend of my brother knew a friend who had a friend who worked at Disney, and they were looking for artists. So I went for an interview, and I got the job.
And then what kinds of things were you doing there? I remember in your house in Palisade, you had an orange juice can there.
A what?
A Donald Duck orange juice can.
Oh,
yeah. Was that one of your creations?
It could have been. It's been so long ago now. Can't remember too many things, but I guess it was one of the things that I worked on.
And I think a calendar, too. You had a calendar that you had worked on?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And what made you decide to leave Disney?
After I retired, actually, when I was 60 years old, I retired from Disney, and I started doing some freelance work.
People are really interested in your jazz posters. I've been getting a lot of requests about the jazz posters.
Yes?
Also, at the Turning Point, they said that you did a show there once in Piermont, New York.
Turning Point?
In Piermont, New York.
Yes.
And they have, I was there a couple of days ago, they've got all of your paintings and posters up in their dining room.
Is that right?
They did a jazz show and you did an exhibit at the same time?
Well, that was the first time that I had a chance to meet with people who were in that field, you know, selling posters and original paintings, and that's the first contact I had was right there, and it was a very exciting period for me.
Were you interested in jazz before you got into painting?
Yes, I've always been interested in jazz since I was in high school, I guess.
And I remember a collage that you made where I think you're playing the trumpet. So are you also a musician?
No, I'm not. You did have a painting like that?
Well, it was a collage.
Yeah?
It was a collage, and in the middle of the collage, you have a trumpet. You're holding a trumpet.
Oh, is that right? Well, I kind of remember vaguely that. But no, I didn't play any instruments, and I wasn't in with a jazz group. But I loved jazz, and always went to jazz shows in New York, you know, in the Village.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know the feeling of what jazz was about, and I really enjoyed it.
And Stompin' at the Savoy, was that a series that you did?
Yeah, Stompin' at the gosh, you remind me of so many things. Stompin' at the Savoy, I believe, is the title of of a song.
It's a Benny Goodman.
Yeah,
Benny Goodman piece.
Yeah, right. Yes, I titled a lot of my paintings from popular songs.
The other day I was I ride my bicycle quite a bit, and I was riding up Clausland Mountain.
Yeah.
And we have one of your woodcuts that you did of Clausland Mountain. Do you remember doing that? It was.
You bring me back such memories. I vaguely remember that.
I think it was for a benefit that you did this.
Uh huh. Oh yes.
Do you remember what it was about?
No. I know that I did some paintings for a benefit, and I forget who it was for or what.
I think it was a project to preserve Clausland Mountain.
Oh yeah, I remember that now. Yes.
I was watching a comedy show on television. It was a black comedy show,
uh-huh.
And your painting was in the set.
Oh, is that right? Oh, God. Yes, I remember. Off and on, I see my paintings, you know, in the background of a black program or something.
You haven't been doing any painting lately?
Very little.
Uh-huh.
I'm 85 years old now, and I haven't done very much. Though I'm thinking of going back to painting the thing that I'm interested in right now are abstract paintings. And I found an old painting, and I was looking at it, and I said, you know, it's pretty good. I think maybe I'll go back to abstract painting. And so I'm going to start doing that.
With oil or watercolor?
With acrylic.
Acrylic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Well, it was nice talking to you.